Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, BJ, Jamie, morning show here on this Thursday already. And we're less than 2 weeks away from Christmas. Get her done.
Ho,
you got to get her
ho.
Done. Gotta get... All right, I got a couple of updates for us. First of all, with Jay-Z and the NFL, okay?
Yep.
Roger Goodell, or Goodell, he came out yesterday, NFL commissioner, and said they are not. They're not going to part ways with Jay-Z at this stage.
We know, obviously, the litigation's happening now, so, but from our standpoint, our relationship's not changing with them, including our preparations for the next Super Bowl.
Hey, I got a question for you. If you and I were accused of something, would they part ways with us?
Oh, tomorrow. Yep.
We don't even have to be accused.
Nope.
They can part ways.
Don't let the door kick you in the ass. Or not kick. Yeah. Hit you in the ass.
It drops like a bad habit.
Yeah.
This could bite the NFL in the butt, you know?
If it all, yep.
Yeah, if certain things. Because here's what I don't understand. And I was telling Carson this off air earlier. It's like, I don't know why this guy felt compelled to come out and say anything just yet. Because the Super Bowl's not until, February, right? You still got 2 or 3 months. To sit back and see if any other allegations come forward and to see what's real and what's not real. So you don't really have to make that comment yesterday. So it could come back to bite them.
Well, I think it's because Beyonce is also playing halftime show.
So she's playing the halftime show of the Christmas Day game in Texas. And they actually upped her amount on stage. So normally it's between 12 and 15 minutes.
Uh-huh.
She gets 20 minutes of on stage time.
Dang. All right, so we're having like a little preview to her last Super Bowl, I guess.
Yeah.
Or, you know, because she's already done the Super Bowl. But I know that she's doing the halftime there. So maybe that's why.
Yeah.
The Christmas show.
Well, I don't know. But, I mean, he's come out and I mean, these are really serious allegations. I just think if I were him, I would have waited a couple of weeks just to see what happens. You could still do the Beyonce thing without saying anything. You know, but nevertheless. All right, so Joe Burrow. He's that guy that was robbed when he was at Monday Night Football. There's a difference between he and I. We find out that he's hired a swimsuit model to attend his house, to watch his house while he's gone. When I was out of town last week, I had my father-in-law.
Well, but do you really think he's hired her to tend the house?
Absolutely not.
No, because she said, I live here, and I don't know.
Well, he even alluded to it like in the press conference. He was like, yeah, we just... You know, I've never gotten used to my life being out there in such a public way.
Do you have audio of him?
I've got the audio right here. Hang on. Here we go.
Started out by saying something before any questions today. So obviously, everybody has heard what has happened. I feel like my privacy has been violated in more ways than one.
Yeah.
And way more is already out there than I would want out there and that I care to share. So that's all I got to say about that.
Guilty!
Well,
Well. He definitely has two girlfriends.
Yeah. Top red-handed.
Way more is out there than I care to share or want to talk about. That says I am stupid to women.
You are so right, Jamie.
Yep,
this guy got so... man, that sucks, though.
I know, doesn't it?
You've got a download life going on here. You got two broads on the side, man. Yeah. Oh, sorry. You got two ladies on the side here. You're working a man. You're an NFL quarterback. You're one of the best there is out there, too. You got, you know, big bucks for it, too. You got this secret life going on. She
you know what
know.
It is?
She doesn't know. And then all of a sudden, your house gets robbed and you're bushed.
You know how you have an affair and you don't see some things coming? It reminds me of a great story I'd like to tell you now. It was about these men, right? And they were minors. And they were like, hey, it's good to see you, bud. And he's like, yep. Are you ready to go down the hole? And they're like, yeah, let's go. So they go down there and they're all working. They have their lunch pails on and they're miner's hats on with the little light, right? And then all of a sudden, they're closed in. They're trapped.
Like rats.
They're trapped. And so all the wives come. Oh, wait. And so do the whores.
Because everyone's worried about them.
They got in a fight.
I know they
remember.
Did. They got in a fight.
Wife, the wife and the hoe, they got in a fight at the top of the mine.
Yep.
Trying to rescue the other guy. The other guy's like, I'll stay down here. Yeah, I don't want to come out.
I mean, it's just things like that. Yeah. You just don't see that happening. You don't
a tragedy.
Exactly. You don't think you're going to play a football game, and the next thing you know, oh my God, this Sports Illustrated model is at my house and just said I live here.
People do this all the time. Something will happen to them, like where their house gets robbed or you're trapped in a mine, and you think to yourself, this can't get any worse.
Yeah.
And then it gets worse.
Yep.
The two ladies show up. Oh, man.
What happened to my really girlfriend? Ugly. She was married to Vince Neil, right, of Motley Crue?
Yeah.
And so Vince's daughter had cancer, and she was at Children's Hospital LA, right? So Heidi is engaged to him, and all of a sudden she sees a hooker. And she is, like, so mad because she knows what this woman's about, right?
Yeah.
That
yeah.
Vince is stooping this woman. So my friend Heidi Mark, I love her, she knocked Vince Neil's bunny head off of his body.
No kidding.
In the hallways of Children's Hospital.
She hit him?
She hit his bunny head. Oh. He was dressed like a bunny.
Yeah.
And so she just went, whoop! And his little bunny head just went rolling down the hospital hall. Just so sad. So sad.
All right, let that be a lesson, folks. If you're out there and you're creeping.
Exactly.
If you're out there creeping, you know, and you've got things going on, just remember, something really bad can happen in your life. And then... You're disclosed all of a sudden, and it gets worse.
There goes your bunny head down the hall.
Poor Joe Pearl.
I know,
I mean, the poor guy, he gets his house broken into, and he's busted.
Can you play him again? He just sounds defeated.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
he walks up to the microphone. I like the fact that he owns it, though.
Yeah.
He could have walked out there and talked about the game, which nobody cares about. We're wanting to know about these two women in your life. That's what we want to know.
Started out by saying something before any questions today.
Sure.
So, obviously, everybody has heard what has happened.
Oh, we heard.
I feel like... my privacy has been violated in more ways than one.
More?
And way more is already out there than I would want out there.
That's on
and
you.
That I care to share. So that's all I got to say about that.
Yep. Done.
He's sad.
Oh, just being
sad. So,
down.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine the hell from both sides?
Oh.
Like, one Olivia's like, I thought you broke up with her. And then the other Olivia's like, who the hell is she?
That's the weird part. Yeah. They're both named Olivia.
Yeah, that's a smart move.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
Yeah. You never get it wrong.
You know what,
that's
though? You
great.
Think about it. If you've ever met an Olivia, they're usually hot.
They are.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
I've
Rodrigo.
Ever known one.
The Rodrigo
one. Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah, but I don't think in life I've ever met Olivia.
Really? If you're an Olivia, can you send some nudes to BJ?
Yeah.
Some of his DMs.
Let me be the judge. This guy, think about it. I mean, he's got two babes.
Right?
Babes.
Yeah, I
busted.
Know. He's pulling.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Hello.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Just a quick shout to the people that are the sponsors of the BJ and Jamie Giving Tree, which is coming up next week. We're going to be at Dave & Buster's and the kiddos, along with the people that donated and adopted these families. All going to be there. And going to be a good time.
It's going to be awesome.
It'll be crazy. Yeah.
Yep.
But Steel Bros Heating and Air, they give out gift certificates to the families. Longmont Dairy, they also give out gift certificates. Dave & Buster's obviously hosts the place. And then we get the costumes from Rinky Brothers, which is from downtown Littleton. So
yep.
Thank you to all those sponsors, and especially the people that adopted. Because, man, I think this year it might have gone quicker than it's ever gone before.
Yeah, I do want to get an update. So we had a weird thing happen. This has never happened before, you guys, so it is a little concerning. So we had these two men, and, you know, listen, we're obviously open to anybody that wants to adopt and all that stuff. And apparently they had some people that they wanted to recommend. You know, it was a whole thing. And so I guess they recommended their family members. And then now that we tell them that they need to show up for the party and be there with with everybody and meet the family that's buying for them, they've ghosted us.
So you think the kids even exist?
No.
So you think that a family was able to write a good story to get through the system,
yeah,
to get on the tree, selected because the story was so good, but yet we're being duped because these kids don't exist. I wonder what it is that they thought they could gain from it.
All because the free it's presents. All
about, yeah.
But why would they want them if they're grown men, for kids,
Why do people steal packages off my porch?
When you don't know what's in them.
But you don't know what's in those. No, well, I'm saying that you know that these are kids' presents. Well, why would grown men want
that's
them?
But you can go around and sell them anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, that's silly.
And then get the money.
It's called eBay. It's called, you know, all the Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
But it is baffling in a way. I mean, that you would go, because there's so many ways to scam out there. Why go this direction?
Because
if you're
we made it
men?
Easy, and that's why we're going to have to make it mandatory that people on both sides show up, so we don't get scammed.
All right. So, Fidel, do you have an update on that? Is it still?
We're still trying to
mark?
Figure it out because I was talking to the boss yesterday. I was like, "Hey, were you able to get a hold of him?" Because I'm still not able to get a hold of him, and he said that we just need to kind of keep doing our due diligence. Because like that one time, Jamie, you had a guy who he kind of went MIA, but then he had an appendectomy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I was concerned at first because when I call him, it doesn't go to voicemail. It just hangs up on me.
By the way, isn't that just to take that away from all that drama?
Yeah.
But isn't that the worst when you're mad at like your friend or like a boyfriend or a husband or let's say somebody that doesn't call back for Giving Tree and then find out they're in the hospital?
Yeah.
Like that is the worst feeling on the planet.
Yeah.
Like you're a terrible human being.
That was a shocker.
Yeah.
It was.
To find that out because, I mean, we were all, you know, guessing like, okay, what could have happened here? I mean, we have no idea. I mean, you go at some lengths to get on the tree. I mean, it's not that easy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, there's 75 families out there that try for it, you know?
I'm
so
just
it's
saying,
not that easy.
I know all of us have done it. We've yelled at somebody that's significant in our life, and they're like, I was in a ditch.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, so sorry.
You feel so bad.
I'm so sorry.
So just because that is a possibility, we're trying a little harder to get a hold of them than just
we might
like
be doing
up.
The same thing right now.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Yeah.
Hold back a little
bit. They might show up in like full body cast be like, you said we had to make it here.
It was mandatory. Otherwise,
one is like
out.
In a hospital bed with the IV.
Yeah.
They said I had to be here for it.
Yeah, because I can't remember. We've been doing this for like 20 years.
Yeah,
I mean, this is the 10th time that I've done it. This is the first time I've had this.
To say, we've been doing it for 20 years, and I've never, that I know of, that had a legit scam.
Yeah.
Legit.
Yeah, I agree.
So I don't know if this, there's something fishy here.
Yeah, I think
something's going on. Yeah. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show again. Thank you to the sponsors, Steel Bros Heating and Air, Longmont Dairy, Dave and Buster's, and Ricky Brothers over in Littleton.
BJ and Jamie.
Hey, Jame. Well, I feel like I can call you Jame. We've been together for 12 years.
We have been together for a very long time. Feels like forever.
That guy, that Luigi guy.
Yeah?
The shooter guy up in New York. Do you find him hot?
No.
You don't?
No.
A lot of women do, aren't they?
Well,
they're talking about it anyway.
How old is he? It's like a college
26.
Kid. Yeah.
I think he's 26. Do you find... Well, I guess the picture got posted of him in his abs, and he was in Hawaii hiking or whatever. But, you know, and there's a lot of backlash saying that, hey, you shouldn't find this guy attractive. He's a murderer and whatever. He is a murderer. There's no doubt about that. But that doesn't really mean you can't find him attractive or not.
Somebody needs to... fix his eyebrows. He's got a lot of eyebrow going on for me. I saw that they started a GoFundMe for him.
Why?
Which I thought was interesting.
He's rich.
They started GoFundMe for his legal bills because people, unfortunately, agree with what he did for whatever reason.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
I don't get it, but that's a whole different serious conversation that we won't have here. I just was looking at the whole thing when it came to women finding him attractive, which is not rare because, I mean, look, remember when Scott Peterson made the news?
Yep. Well, the Menendez brothers.
Yeah. Menendez brothers. You can go through a history of bad boys out there that did some really nasty things that women find attractive, and they become their pen pals.
Let's not, like, you know, put this on women, like, totally, because, I mean, sure, there's some weird dudes out there, too, that, like, find some prisoners that are hot.
Well, that's why Love After Lockup is a show.
Exactly. No, I'm
the same way. If I see, you know, somebody committed a crime, female, she's hot, I'll say it.
Yeah, he goes scouting for him. Remember, you used to read all about him?
Yeah, prison pals. prison pen pals, man. I get emails from them all the time. By the way, I've got a big surprise for you today.
Oh, fantastic.
Less than an hour. About 45 minutes. Remember that feature that we used to do that was so hot on the air that people listened and our ratings spiked and things went crazy around here called Lock Up Lunch?
I don't think that's why anything happened, but okay. Yeah.
Well, I'd like to think it helped a little.
Really?
But
well, that's pathetic on everybody's part.
Listen, Linda, listen to me, okay? Mm-hmm. In 45 minutes, they came out yesterday with Luigi's Lock Up Lunch.
Oh,
they got the whole menu.
So we could bring it back for just one day only for Luigi.
You go ahead. You go to it. I can't wait to see what he's eating. Yep. That is a
highlight. I haven't seen the list yet.
TMZ
I got to look it
put
over.
It out.
Yeah,
TMZ
it's on
put
their
it
thing,
out.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? They follow us.
Yeah.
Over at TMZ.
Yeah, they're just copying you.
I led the way, and then Harvey said, oh, that beach is on to something.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. We got to put out Luigi's lockup lunch. But they did.
So are we giving a timestamp to this? Like, what time will you be reading it?
I'd say around 9:10.
Nice.
I'd say that if you're headed to work right now, sit in the parking lot, get ready for it, man. Lock up lunch, Luigi's. All right, coming up.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.